Discipline.
We get high.
And we do stuff.
Winnie Clark, we're back in a building.
Oh, it feels so good to be back here with you.
We've learned so much.
Okay, we've been having incredible conversations this last month. We got busy the last month.
Yep.
So we haven't done this as much as we'd like to, but we're here now, and we've had the most awesome conversations lately, and we're like, we should be recording this.
It's like, that should be a podcast. That should be a podcast. That should be a podcast. And it actually is. I am just freehanding doing the audio levels.
Thank you for doing that. Does a shout out to 11 for doing all of this. I come in, I get to be like the fun, like,
you're the talent.
I'm the talent.
Don't ever get fucked up. Winnie's the talent.
And Evan learned all this stuff by himself. Like, this is self-taught, like doing like this sound stuff and even recording it on Logic right now. Like, I don't know how to do this, and I don't care so much to learn.
Hey, it's my pleasure to dork out.
Yeah, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for joining me. I did it so I could be the talent full time.
I know. It's very so ironic. Impressive.
It's ironic how you gotta, you know, be the chef to eat the food.
How long has this taken?
I always say right away at anyone who wants to attempt to learn audio sciences, engineering, I say 5 years.
Yeah.
Right away. Like, it's 5 years.
And do you know enough to keep, like, not keep up, but to understand, do you know the lingo?
I talk studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. When you get really fickle, like, say, Shimon, my sound editor that ran the board for my live show, like, he went through the whole, like, university program, and these people that do know the P's and Q's of the back end, we're talking compressors, all of that, like, literal fucking science, like, shit that is, like, hardware, like, yeah. They're talking in, like, model talk, like, when Rob Christian talks about, I have like this keyboard and he says a phrase of numbers and another musician's like, that is a nice phrase of numbers you said. And I'm like, cool, you guys care more than me. But I know everything right up to the point of functionality. Like,
nice.
You plug a good whatever, you'd say the numbers or whatever it is. It means it's good, bring it. I'm gonna know how to do the fundamentals of capturing that magic. And I'm the arranger.
Yeah.
It's always been my thing. Even when writing flows, helping friends with their verses and stuff, I can see what needs to go where. That's what I'm good at as a producer for show.
See, like, yeah, wow.
Bless, thank you so much.
I don't know if I've ever taken my own learning into my own hands that significantly where I've come out with, like, a really cool skill. Like, I can speak...
You like
very
guidance.
Very broken Spanish, and I can play horrible ukulele, but like, I've never taken it to that next level. I just kind of give up. I get to this place where I'm like, oh, I'm getting somewhere, and then I just give up. Do you have any advice for you? Because I know that for you, like, you kind of, anytime you're learning a new skill, first, it's always harder than you think it's gonna be.
Always.
And second, it takes longer than you think it's going to take to learn.
Oh, dude. You're like, I'm going to be flying in fucking 2 months. Yeah. And like, in 2 months, you maybe know how to open a session without fucking sweating your balls off.
So what is the inner dialogue that keeps you continuing your studies? Like, this self-study, because you're not doing it for grades. You're not in school. You're not doing it for a degree. You're doing it because you love music. You want to make it. Is that enough to get you through that grungy part of like learning?
Well, great question. It started as a gradient. First, do your introduction to grab your Winnie.
What?
You're lighting up. Invite them to do the grab your shit. Remember you say that? That's a you thing.
Hey, everybody, it's time. I know, Evan started smoking, and I was like, I want to smoke, too. It's time to grab your joints. Go ahead and get that prepped. I hope that you've pre-rolled or you bought some pre-rolls. Who's buying pre-rolls these days?
I am.
Me too, man. I am buying them.
All right, so you got that shit lit up. I just wanted you to invite them. I'm going to continue the question. Really beautifully phrased and asked question. And this actually can kind of steer our conversation as we just allow things to do. Is education and learning. I got a real bone to pick with systematic learning. So when I first started to teach myself things, I used the spite from the absence of anything I had ever been taught or given in education. I had to do a better myself so I could prove that the system wasn't working for me.
Right.
So I had this aggressive internal energy. But once I let that drive me to hands-on craft and I started just creating, once I used that to get enough basic ABCs to start creating, I started to get ideas and I started to get creative visions. And
when did the spite leave?
The spite always kind of still hangs out. It's a backbone. It's a backbone of it. It's the seed. You can't build off something and have the fundamentals change. Like it worked. You know, you only change the fundamentals if it didn't work. It worked.
Nice.
It worked. It's still there.
Well, hey.
But honestly, I don't have to exist there. I don't feel out of alignment. I allow the fact that I'm kind of a kid from the other side. You know what I mean? That's my that's my little identity. That's my cute little human story. But let me tell you, here's when I really started to learn and listen. And I started to listen to the nature of things and learn. Please. When I started to get the ideas and whatever it would take, the burning desire I had to prove myself against any system or anyone before that melted away. It was like having a kid. It was like, I have a new perspective. I need to just get this fucking song out the way I hear it in my head. I have an idea, but I don't know how to make it happen yet. But I know that the answer is in this thing. And I'm going to look at this thing and twist knobs and figure it out and be wrong for as long as I need to be wrong until it starts to fucking sound kind of like what I want. And I'm going to know I'm on the right track by how people react to it. And that's what I did.
So that's kind of like imagination had sex with burning desire and it equaled your product.
Dude, that is exactly how I was guided too. That's pretty much what Think and Grow Rich says. Along with the tip of sexual transmutation, like the energy.
The tip?
Yeah. So you learn in a more structured way, though. So everything that I don't like about how school treats people when they come in is you actually benefit from because of your predisposition to receiving information. Talk totally. About that.
I like to learn. I like to be either told or shown what to do. Showing is actually always better than telling. I'm pretty visual, but then I like them to fuck off so I can recreate what has just been shown to me.
You like to be trusted.
And then figure out my personal way of how I want to do it. But I like to be shown how to do something, which is limiting because I'm not pulling from imagination. I'm like my whole life experience, if I only like went with that form of learning, is other people's ways of doing things, which is interesting.
So you start by taking someone else's perspective and approach and then kind of massaging comfort from that into your own.
Yeah.
Because you seldom continue to do things other people's ways.
Yeah. No, I'll make it my own within the boundaries and confines of how I've been taught. Thank you. We're smoking on something called Kosher Kush, and it's a pre-roll by Ace Valley.
I've been living on these this whole week.
We love these. Yeah, we really love them. Ace Valley's only doing pre-rolls, which I don't know if I love, but I think it's brilliant.
But why does houseplant pre-rolls feel even better too? And these pre-rolls are better because they fucking try their flower and they're not as good as when we roll it.
That's so cool.
The high is better. It must be. Like, that must be. Because why wouldn't they get in the flower game? There's a high yield on pre-rolls. I get it. But you expand your consumer base for sure. People who like to roll their own flower.
Yeah.
But, like, geez, these are so nice. The high is just perfect. Kosher Kush. Shout out all my Jewish beautiful peoples out there.
Yeah, they're it's great. Comes in a pack of three. They do packs of three. They also do a sativa, which is an OG melon. And
tell them about the OG CBD. Melon. Oh, the Great White Shark CBD.
Which is the Great White Shark.
We like to smoke that in the morning. Coffee and CBD. Just come on, guys. Yeah. Smoke a CBD. You don't even get high. You just get relaxed. You just let everything go.
Yeah. If you're listening to this and you're like, I'm trying to figure out why I shouldn't hate 11 and Winnie anymore because they smoke weed. Like, you don't need to go smoke some THC, but go get yourself some CBD. No psychoactive effects, but feel good effects? Check mark.
Check mark.
So anyways, that's what we're smoking on. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Ace Valley.
Yo, we've been getting some really great comments on the couple episodes that we have out now by this time. This is so exciting.
Okay, this is also the first episode in a long time. We need to reiterate that. So that's how we started. This is the first episode in a minute.
Catch them up. Tell them.
And we had this last month has been totally insane. Both Evan and I were on set for at least half of the month.
When he's the lead of a movie and Ralphie was there too. And I was Ralphie's handler. It's incredible.
It was incredible. It was the most incredible time. I had such a good time.
Amazing filmmakers. I got to
like be on set and learn. Acting is, you can take as many acting classes as you want. And I love taking acting classes. And I think there's a benefit there. But acting, like, you have to get on set if you want to act in film and television.
It's like training for the sports or getting on the field and playing them.
Totally. And you know? I know already what scenes I'm going to really, really love because I had the most fun in them. And I've never let myself have fun on set. I've always been a nervous wreck on set.
You're so structured. It's crazy.
I'm so structured. And I'm really excited to see this growth that has now happened because I got the opportunity to be on set for the consecutive day. Days and really get comfortable with myself, and I did that pretty quickly because I freaked out kind of the first day, and then I was like, wait, they already, like, I got the job.
You're so hard on yourself. It's so cute.
So we had that, an incredible month, and then I was also at my yoga studio because our teacher training had gone up because phase three started, and then I was also at the weed shop, so we didn't do any episodes. We're just too tired, but it's like it wouldn't have made any sense, so we're feeling a little bit more re-energized and
fresh perspective. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, like a lot of things have like moved forward in our worlds, along with like me letting a couple really nice songs go. Like, my life came out.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, my life is
two
out.
Two big songs came out thoughts for you last
things.
Month.
Yeah. Thoughts of Things.
Talk about Thoughts and Things.
Thoughts of Things?
Yeah.
Yo, that's, like, a song I wrote that, like, so I kind of, I owned my mindfulness as part of my music entity in like a commercial way, as part of like the primary thing that you're gonna feel when you like learn about 11 with Light Beam, you know. But that's me still being a star. That's like still when people would share it about me, they'd be like, Rob was like, you're a Light Beam, brother. And I'm like, thank you, but I'm trying to say that we're all Light Beams. I was trying to say that we're all God, but people keep giving me kudos for like, you're a God. I'm like, you too. and that didn't resonate there, I guess, that way, but that will forever be a segment intending for me. Light Beam is a chapter marker.
Yeah.
But Thoughts of Things.
If you haven't listened to Light Beam, you gotta go listen to it.
Yeah, Light Beam's just a nice song. It's just it's a rockin' tune.
I like wanna listen to it right now, but
We can play it because it's my publishing that will claim the copyright. If it does anything, it's fine. But Thoughts of Things is me deking, of course, especially Toronto culture out by putting thoughts to tings, because like it's like thoughts meaning like a girl like who's easy, or a guy, I guess, anyone who's easy, and then a ting, you know, becomes like a consistent little fling. So it's like a one night stand to a fuck buddy, like thoughts to tings.
Holy shit, I didn't know that.
Right. So humble caught that. He's like, I thought you were going to go one direction with the title, like a girl thing.
Yeah.
It would be, for, you know, for my preference. And then he's like, oh, and then he's like, and I realized what you were talking about. I was like, nice. So it's thoughts to things. So it's I started off with the Abraham Hicks quote, like those thoughts are going to turn to things because you live in a physical reality. So I'm just kind of being transparent with where I'm getting this information from. So it's Abraham Hicks, like, is a lot of it for me. I love Abraham Hicks probably the most out of people who I talk to.
Yeah.
Abraham Hicks belongs in in the Power Rangers of mindful leaders right now. Dr. Joe Dispenza, James Lipton, Wayne Dyer, Vishnu Lakhani of Mind Valley is even making his way in there very fastly. Jay Shetty, there, Russell Brand, you know. But there, Joe Rogan, even these are kind of like this time's philosophers. Jordan Peterson, even on a more pragmatic human level. Shout out U of T just up the street. But Abraham Hicks is more of like a channel, so it's more esoteric, so it's harder for the average person to buy into. But I live in the cloud, so I resonate with Abraham or Esther Hicks like so well. And it remind what she gets into when she channels Abraham is like a masterful practice of my practice. Like my life's work is essentially flow state, whatever way you want to cut it. And so Esther is a boss of that. I'm realizing I'm just a fan of Esther's ability to fall into flow state as well and receive this information and unhook it. Because as I become more aware of my channel state, not just in rap, but in talking and flowing conscious information, I'm a fan of that. So I drag that into the song, and then I literally just fucking, you know, laid my cards down. It kind of felt like I'm like, look, this is how thoughts are things. This is really what I think. This is how I manifest things.
Yeah, totally. I mean, no one can deny that before something gets built, it is a thought first.
Yeah, it's like thoughts to things. Yeah, yeah.
So literally, like, just on that very basis level, like everything that's been created was literally a thought before it manifested in this world. So like, if you think about that and you understand that concept, then you would understand that the things that we think of do come to life, and that you have control of your thoughts. So then you can control what is coming into your experience.
Then once you realize that you have control of your thoughts, you may trace back to which ones you're choosing and why.
Yeah.
And then you'll realize your feelings. So not just being aware of your thoughts, but being aware of your feelings and how the thoughts you choose make you feel. And then you start to grab the reins of your life, your responsibility.
Yeah. Because you see the coincidence, quote unquote, of you, the patterns of how I'm, what am I thinking right now? What is the dialogue that's going into my head?
And then
how
what
is that feeling? How am I feel? How does that make me feel?
And then draw to the experiences you attract in your life.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's even a step further, yeah. But just to create that connection between what you're thinking and potentially speaking, because, you know, I do this.
What's the affirmation about negative shit people do?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's so interesting that we...
People say non-kind things about themselves way too much for my comfort.
Yeah, totally.
I'm like, hey, you're pretty great. I'm awesome. You're great too. Own it. People are so cute and like...
I know.
Just even, can't take that even, sometimes.
Yeah, yesterday I was... I woke up and I just got shocked into life with, I meditated. I did my tools, but I was predisposed. Something was a little off. And by the time I had gotten to work, I text Evan and said, I'm slipping. I need help because I, I knew that I was on the right, on the wrong track with my thought pattern. And I knew that the small minor things, it like the hitting all of the red lights on my bike on my way to work, that never happens anymore. You know, my tires, something weird happened with my tires and I had to stop to fix them. Just like a bunch of
things.
And
then when you were at the tire place, what happened?
Really like kind homeless woman came up to me and like started bawling and like started like telling this really sad story.
You're just attracting mad garbage.
Yeah.
Cause you had a vibration of just garbage.
For sure. And unfocused and scattered. And that's what I was seeing in my immediate experience. And
why do you proceed in that? Why do you accept that in the moment of that? Like, you buying into the third dimension? Who are you doing that for?
So that was exactly. So that was when I understood, like I made that connection of like where my thoughts lie and how far they're scattered and all over the place and how that's making me feel. And then in my immediate future, what that was attracting. And so then I understood that for the first time, probably consciously. And that's when I texted you and I was like, what do I do? I've not been here consciously before. What do I do? No. Like, I needed help.
And you made that super brave, amazing decision to reach out. I was so happy. I dropped everything right away. Like, I was like, this is great though, because your language hasn't changed. You're still coherently in our good vibration, but I felt it from you in the morning.
I know you did.
I knew that there was a craw in your Merkaba. There was a little fucking something off. And hey, I love my mom, but like she also stopped by in the morning, and just like when just anyone else that you don't live with is like just in your space in the morning, it's a lot to handle for me vibrationally anyway. I don't know about you because you've lived in a bigger house than I have, but I'm a pretty sensitive cat. So it's just like pretty crazy. Like to have someone else in your space early, not having the luxurious time that like we usually do.
Yeah.
Like we usually wake up pretty slow, y'all, when we can help it. Like we'll get up a little bit earlier, like, just to have coffee.
I like 4 hours before I have to interact. I'll get on my phone and email before 4 hours, but like 2 hours before any interaction.
It's a 2 hour outside world. It's a thing. It's a we wake up and we take 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it feels great.
Yeah.
I do it.
and you know, my bike rides have been just so blessed this whole summer because I've been listening to Abraham or listening to mostly Abraham actually, and it just like I start dreaming and so there has been more mornings. Like this morning I actually only got a 5-minute meditation. I know. And but the Abraham on
you
the
made
way
it
to work,
though
just,
you're
like,
happy
got, I know I had the best day.
Yeah.
So anyways, that being said, like I had this first sort of new learning experience yesterday and we got back on track. Like it went from knowing, like feeling it and trying to ignore it and not accepting it to being like, fuck, I need to turn this around. I need to turn this train around or like we're heading into nonsense town, you know what I mean?
Yes.
and so then, you know, I talked to Evan on the phone and he was great at coaching me in like the like immediate steps I should take, which essentially was meditation and forgiveness of self. Like he, you know, someone, it's hard to forgive yourself in that sort of spiraling state because you're just swimming and there's no focus at all. So to have someone
that's the trap
that you trust, you know, kind of be like, hey, it's okay, like if this is it today, like it's okay, you don't need to change anything, like that's a really nice feeling. Yeah. And that allows like better feelings to come into. So yeah, man, I sat down and meditated after we got off the phone and you know brought me back. I wasn't so far gone that I could listen to advice. You know when you're angry and you can't take anyone's advice ever.
You've committed so full-heartedly to the experience of being offended. You've already processed the hate dollars. You know, your heart's like, sorry, cha-ching, cha-ching. We've already processed this emotion. We are lifting off. Yeah. Fuck everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was almost there too when I caught myself, because I was like, I'm just like, I was making excuses. I was like, I haven't had a day off in forever. I'm burned out. I'm fucking tired. And I was making excuses so all I could continue spiraling.
All your dreams came true though.
I know. And all my dreams came true. I know. You're on the other lead side. It's ridiculous.
With your dog, and you have this loving, beautiful, like cannabis place that loves you. Like everything is like really a dreamy experience if you look at it like just objectively.
Totally.
But no matter what you're in, me myself too, like just experiencing the small little bit of tour that I did like a couple weeks, like people do that for months. Like I have to train to do that. I have to be kinder to myself to do that. Like you get your ass kicked, and even though everything is exactly what you want, you're still at mercy of being a human. Like you get tired, it's fine, you just like get a little more weak-minded. Maybe you didn't have a smoothie that morning. You usually have smoothies. Like it's all about taking care of yourself.
Today,
you have to learn,
I realized,
to do that. That shit is not natural. We can fucking go on nothing. What were we doing before societies? Hunting and starving. We were in fight or flight mode until we ate. You know what I mean? Like be kind to yourself. I had to learn that.
Yeah, totally. And also, like, today I got vegetables for the first time in a while. Like,
we've been Uber Eats. We've been living single life. You know what I mean? We've had, like, because our car, like, died.
Oh, yeah, our car died.
That happened. Ace ran away for 11 days and came back. Like, guys, we've been to fucking crazy town and back.
Yeah.
We circled around crazy town.
Nuts. It was actually nuts. I think this is a nice episode, actually. I'm feeling very celebratory. This is nice. Like,
we
killed that.
We just did some fucking shit, guys. Like, we came out of COVID like Tyson biting ears. Like, we're ready. Speaking of which, Tyson's gonna box again.
Yes. And also, let yourself celebrate yourself. I wasn't this week still. I like went right back to work. I didn't take any time.
I know. I was teasing
my
Winnie about it.
My last day of set felt weird because we did the most pages. We did like 10 pages, and there was like
deep
so
into
many
the
background.
Night, and you wrapped at 4 a.m.
Yeah, and so like my expectation was not what had happened on the last day of set. So everything has just kind of felt mushy and weird these last couple days.
Sometimes that's the way it goes, man. You just got to keep it moving. That's totally. G shit, man. You have great moments and you enjoy those moments for what they are.
Totally. And I did. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You did. I was there. I was watching it. I got so much BTS too. Like that shit was so fun.
It was so fun. But yeah, this is a celebration episode.
Yeah. Cheers. Cheers. Bless. Hey, I'm going to smoke this blunt.
Oh, Evan rolled. What is that?
A grape. It's a grape. Check it out. It's called a Kush Conical Herbal Wraps. Two pre-rolled. It's the mixed grape Canadian hemp.
It's wrap. A conical. I like that. It's
no
beautiful.
Tobacco, no nicotine. Check it out. It tastes so good.
Did it come in this cone, or did you have to roll this and lick it?
No, it came like that. It came with the cone.
With the filter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so you just had to stuff it?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So beautiful.
How much was this?
I think like $3 for two of them.
Oh.
It's like $1.50 each.
Listen, that's worth it.
Because I roll the blunt. I get the pack of Backwoods for like, I think it's $15 after tax for like five of them. So it's like $3. So it's like, but the tobacco leaf is like nice too. But this, I prefer this.
I prefer this.
It's too harsh.
I can do a blunt now, but like when I first started smoking blunts, I hated it. That caffeine buzz or
the nicotine buzz. Yeah.
I did not like it. And I still don't care for it now.
We got all our favorites. We got.
I feel like when you're smoking a blunt, you're also drinking. That's what that feels like to me.
It's getting fucked up. It is escapism. You're right. You'll notice when I smoke a blunt, I'm kind of stressed. Like
that's
true. Yeah.
Or if you've hurt yourself and you're like, I need. If Evan's physically hurt himself, it's intense for a while. Like it doesn't handle it that well for a second because you're
like,
so bouncy.
I'm like a wolf that loves hunting. Like I go and I hunt and I kill
move.
It and I do it every day and I move, and then when I know I've hurt myself too much to do that anymore, and I'm pretty good at resilient of pain, like I'll keep going, which is not helpful in the long run. Good. So yeah, it looks so great. I'll just, you know, kind of put my fucking my paw up and my tail down, and I'm just like, I gotta just lick this for a while. I gotta shut this down for a minute. Like, and you back in the day when I hurt my, what did I? You got me a bottle of
like
Jack
your tailbone
Daniels
or something in Tony and Tina's, didn't you? Isn't that what that when you hurt yourself?
Yeah,
time?
I had morphine. No, I had got whiplash when I performed as Johnny in the improvised loose scripted show Tony and Tina's Wedding.
Yeah,
and it was so much fun. And there was a fight scene, and I loved doing this fight scene, and I just really leaned into it. I think the night Winnie was there, right?
The first
so
I
was
night
trying
I saw
to
you.
Fucking be Mr. Action Star in front of my new
he
squeeze.
Was so good.
And I was hilarious, and fucking one of my cast members remember fucking with me putting that girl, getting me to flirt with that girl in front of you, and
that
I
was
like,
so
you fucking
strange.
Prick. He's a prick. He smacked me one time in the face during the real thing. I was like, if you do that, I'm going to fucking deck you in the face. I almost like broke character,
okay,
but
I
you
just,
never break character.
I just want to go back to why
fuck you, Amelia.
You get sensitive when you have a boo-boo too, because yeah. Like just for to put it in context, like when Evan and I are seated at the couch and we're like after meditation or like when we're just having a conversation, like Evan gets up and moves around while we're conversing. Like
tell
he doesn't,
him, tell him.
He does not stay on the couch. And like, we don't like put our, you know, our back arms on the top of the couch and like converse like for 40 minutes. It's like, he's up and like getting jacked. And I usually stay sitting on the couch, but like that type of movement is what you do all day, every day.
That's
so like
why
to
I'm
not
fit.
Be able to do that. I think you just like you use that blunt to take it back for as that escapism of like, oh, I need to get, I just need to,
I'm
like,
gonna get
put
lit,
myself
tilted, twisted.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get out of this space.
It's the space that gives you the most acceptance that you can have in that moment. And then you have your moment and you get over it and it's fine.
I don't like being the guy that can't get up.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I like to get up because I like to also be helpful. That's
how
true.
Cute is this guy right now?
Shut up. That's so cute of you to say that. But thanks, it's true. Just help
said,
someone.
I don't like to be the guy that doesn't want to get up or whatever. And also because I like to be. That was fucking cute as shit, dude.
Thank you so
how
much.
How can you not love this guy?
Be helpful. It feels better for you and others.
I just want to say, I feel like this podcast started out and we were a little like on our toesies. Like I wasn't sure where it was going, but I've loved where it's gone now. I hope I hope everyone stayed with us and is here.
Oh, we're all here together.
Yeah, that's dope.
We all feel this. It's the undertone.
Yeah.
It's probably time to do the Dow.
Oh, that was such a boss intro. I love this episode.
Governing a large country is like frying a small fish. You spoil it with too much poking. Center your country in the Tao, and evil will have no power. Not that it isn't there, but you'll be able to step out of its way. Give evil nothing to oppose, and it will disappear by itself.
Yeah. This is still lit, just we didn't smoke it for like a good hot sec, and it's still lit, and that's pretty impressive just for these rollies. Take note.
Shut out Kush. Wow. Governing a large country is like frying a small fish. You'll fuck it up with too much poking. So jokes.
And then the part about just getting out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like something about evil.
Dude, I'm high.
I'm high too. Holy shit.
Yo, you got a word for us?
I don't have a word. I have a...
Oh, I usually have the word. Fuck, we are high. Oh, this is houseplant. Shout out Seth Rogen.
So we had that kosher kush, got into that amazing conversation, then started smoking this house.
And I'm like,
But in my heart,
hey, Beavis.
That in my heart, that Tao Te Ching,
check it out,
was awesome. It really resonated. I just can't seem to.
It felt great. Yeah, me neither. I can't. I have no parallels.
It's past what we can articulate in the current state.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, I have a fun fact. Fun fact. Wow. Beyond their distinctive shape, sea stars are famous for their ability to regenerate limbs. And in some cases, entire bodies. Some require the central body to be intact to regenerate, but a few species can grow an entirely new sea star just from a portion of their severed limb.
So, let me ask you this.
Holy smokes.
What happens if you cut it in half? Does it become two?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and if you cut it, for some species, if you cut it into that five pieces.
So cute. You said, yeah. Love you.
Love you. If you cut it into five pieces, in some species, all of them will grow a new sea star. So one.
What is the consciousness living
but
in?
But let's not cut it.
But it will grow.
And how does it get cut off?
Someone is curious and tries and then watches it.
Or maybe the water. Maybe sometimes the water.
They get ripped in
half.
Or
maybe, I wonder what
what happens to the consciousness? What happens to the consciousness?
That's interesting. Maybe they're more of like a all one type thing. Like there's not it like.
Oh, that's right. Do you know barnacles do some shit all together all around the world at the exact same time every year?
I have, you barnacles. Must have recently told me this.
Yeah.
We'll make sure we have some more we'll info on it next.
We'll check in on that later.
Oh, man. So that was the fun fact. I hope you enjoyed that. If you have any more information about sea stars or where consciousness goes when one sea star gets cut into two sea stars.
We'd love to know about that funneling of consciousness.
Make sure you comment and let us know. I feel like there's other things that can regenerate.
Worms.
Oh, yeah. Lizards can grow back their tails. Some lizards can, for sure.
Dude, I'm so high. I don't even know what to Google for that barnacle thing.
Yeah, no, I let that go. I was like
I was
serious
still,
about
I was
the next.
Trying, but
thank you for trying.
It's all good.
Okay, so what we got real high on that you should try if you
houseplant guys
is houseplant indica. Houseplant is Seth Rogen's and Evan Goldberg's brand.
Love you guys. Of legal fuck you guys weed. For having such strong weed. No, I love you guys. Thank you.
This has probably been really good content.
It's funny, right? I'm high as shit.
I'm having a good time.
I'm loving it. Pew, pew. Should we call it?
Yeah, that was a cool episode.
Do you want to sing them out?
Yeah.
Dum 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 boom 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
This is now.
Boom. Boom
goodbye.
Boom, 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 boom.
The
boom,
end boom, is boom, near.
Boom, boom.
But it's boom, now. Boom, boom, so be boom, right boom, now, boom, even though boom, end boom. Is near.
So be a disciplined stoner. Today, I just got so blazed on that house plant.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
No, that's the top line phrase. You gotta do the bass line.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Love you guys. Be well.
See you next week.
Discipline, 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 discipline. Stoners! We get high.
And we do stuff.